We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Republican Queen City Councilman Eric Ulrich this morning on Twitter said NYC is still smoldering from civil unrest. The mayor has lost control. Councilman Ulrich joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Good morning, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So 700 arrests two nights ago, 200 night before last, 180 last night. The city says that things are improving, that the curfew is being credited for that. Why your call now for the governor to step in and remove Mayor de Blasio from office?
Well, I think it's clear, Bridget, that the mayor has really failed to bring the city together, to heal the city, to put things into perspective. You said things might be getting better. Another police officer was shot and stabbed last night because they're having to deal with some of the looting and the rioting that's happening in the city.
Right. Of course, I just want to clarify. I was just saying in terms of the numbers of arrests for breaking curfew. Certainly we've been covering the horrible police ambush this morning. Go ahead, Councilman.
Yeah. I just wanted to expand on that just for a minute. You know, the governor was the one that put this out there the other day. We have a public officers law, section 33, that's very clear. The governor can remove a chief executive, a mayor from any town and municipality in the state for just cause. And what I'm saying is that Mayor de Blasio has lost control of the city of New York. When people's lives and their livelihoods are at stake, the mayor has just failed to bring the city together and to get control of the situation.
What should he be doing differently, precisely?
Well, I think that he needs to come out with a consistent message, okay, about how New Yorkers ought to interact with the police and how the police department needs to interact with the peaceful protesters, and on the other side, how they need to interact with the people who are not so peaceful, and people who are trying to break the law or break into small businesses. That, you know, I think there's a clear difference between peaceful protesters and rioters. I don't think the mayor has been so clear with that, and I don't think he's given a lot of direction to the police department, quite frankly, and how to manage those situations. Had he done that, we wouldn't be on day four or five of looting and rioting and lawlessness on the streets of New York City.
Yeah, some have said that no peaceful protests even should be allowed past the 8 p.m. curfew. Do you agree with that?
I disagree with that. I have no problem with peaceful protests. I believe in people's right to freedom of speech. By the way, the people have a right to take to the streets, quite frankly. After what happened in Minneapolis, I think every American should be outraged at how that poor man died.
Past the 8 p.m. curfew.
Yeah, I think if people are acting according to the law and they're being peaceful and they're not breaking any laws and they're not breaking any storefront windows, I don't see a reason why people should not be allowed to assemble peacefully and make their voices heard and assemble in a public space. I have no problem with people who want to protest peacefully, but the mayor has not been able to manage the situation where a number of individuals have infiltrated those peaceful protests and used it to wreak havoc and mayhem and to steal things from stores and to create an impression of lawlessness. Look, the whole world is watching New York City right now, and we have a failed mayor. We have a failed administration, and I think that there is cause to remove Mayor de Blasio from office. He's getting heat from the left and the right now, And I think a lot of New Yorkers are just frustrated watching television and seeing these images of these violent protests and these these riots that are just taking over entire communities and sections of the city.
I just want to jump in. I understand you're calling for a no-confidence vote in the council today. A couple of quick questions about that. What kind of support do you have for that, and what would a non-confidence vote achieve?
I think that a vote of no confidence in the city council sends a strong message, not only to the governor and our colleagues in Albany, but to the rest of the country, that we need strong leadership. You know, we need a mayor who wants to bring people together, a mayor who wants to unite the city, okay, not the mayor that comes out with mixed messages and as a result of his failed leadership and bad decisions that he's made, costs millions of dollars in property damage and now quite possibly the lives of New York City police officers. I mean, this is not the first time that he's put his dangerous, you know, haphazard messages out there in the public, and he's sending mixed signals, and he's not been able to get control of the situation. When we pass a vote of no confidence, okay, I think it sends that message to Albany, especially to the governor, that you have the moral authority and the legal authority to do this, that this is, we are expressing our outrage and our dissatisfaction with the way the city is being run right now, and we need to get to a place where things are stable and where we can have an honest debate about issues, but not in a place where there's absolute chaos in the streets. We can't get anything done when there's chaos, when there's mayhem, when there's violence, and we can't get anything done when Mayor de Blasio just can't get control of the situation.
I'm just about out of time, but I have to ask you, have you contacted the governor's office yet, and if so, any response?
I've not contacted the governor's office yet. I'm introducing the request for the resolution today. Some people might say it's largely symbolic, but I think it's important that the city council lets the rest of the city know that we hear your frustration, we hear your outrage, and we don't agree with what Mayor de Blasio is doing right now, and maybe it's time we change course.
And one last quick question. Do you still want the National Guard sent in?
You know, I think the other day it would have been appropriate. I know the governor said that he offered it to the mayor, and the mayor declined that offer, I think, on Sunday night. Monday night it would have been helpful. Right now I don't think it's necessary, but for how much longer this is going to go on, I don't know. I hope things don't get worse. If they get worse, we might not have any other choice. I don't want to see that. I don't think any New Yorker wants to see that. But if the mayor can't get his act together and get control of the situation, we may not have any other choice.
Okay, live on the 1010 Winds Newsline this morning, Republican Queen City Councilman Eric Ulrich. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Stay safe.
All right, you too. And want to let our listeners know that 1010 Winds has reached out to the mayor's office for a response.